Next, we'll turn for scripture reading this morning to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, beginning at verse 1, reading through the whole chapter. Michtam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. O my soul, Thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to Thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Here ends the reading of God's Word.
Congregation, it has been possible that you have wrestled after last Sunday, such as David, who shall abide in Thy tabernacle? All hope past, how should it come well between God and me? I hope, congregation, that this is the wrestling. There's nothing left over yourself with what you can appear to the Lord. Yet you have cried unto the Lord, O Lord, be merciful unto me. You have said to the Lord, Thou art the Lord. And you did a strong appeal to the Lord. Well, you had to acknowledge the Lord concerning yourself. If I look to myself, how do I dare to abide in Thy church? But then the King was proclaimed, the King of the cross, He who died for us and stood in our place, who gave His life to complete atonement. And the Spirit taught me to seek salvation outside myself, in the Lord who shows mercy in Christ to all who flee to Him, and learn to trust Him, Him alone. Preserve, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. And so we are now in the beginning of Psalm 16, congregation, in which David confesses that the Lord is his refuge and fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. The Lord was all that he had left. Do you say it with David? Convinced by the Spirit, preserve me, O God, for I put my trust in Thee. David had nothing from himself to offer the Lord, but he needed the Lord very much. He needed preservation against the enemies, against the devil, against sin, against himself. And David trusted that the Lord would give that to him, preservation, because Thou art my God, Lord. This Psalm 16 is a jewel. It's full of faithfulness, in which David tells who the Lord is for him. And so it is for us, congregation. When we walk to the table of the Lord, we confess through our walk to the table that we have nothing to offer the Lord, but only expect everything from the Lord. And in the middle of the psalm, David confesses who and what the Lord is for him. And then we come to our text for this morning in Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot, and the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. The Lord is. Here speaks faith. He is. Certain that the Lord is David. For faith is pinned. God is present. And the Lord is everything for me. What is the Lord specific for David? The portion of mine inheritance and my cup. First we look together at the portion of mine inheritance. And then we must think, congregation, we must think of the time that Joshua divided the country under the tribes. And under every tribe, it was divided to the eldest of the families. And every family got a portion of the promised land. This was its inheritance. It was not just a piece of land. It was its guarantee of existence. It was also a portion of the inheritance of the Lord. Out of his hand, the believing Israelites received this portion. And this land was then passed on from family to family, from son to the other son, generation after generation. Those pieces of land were measured with lines, and the owner received a piece of land after drawing lots. But not every piece was of the same quality. You can imagine that after the draw, every family wanted to see and get a look how it was. And they were talking about it to each other. They said, well, my piece is not that good. A lot of stones. I have a hard soul. I have to do hard work. But another one says, oh, it's better than I expected it. A beautiful piece of land, very fertile. I'm satisfied, but still I have a lot to do. And it is as if David is interfering in this conversation and says, nobody has it as I have. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. What I have found pleases me bountifully. My assigned part pleases me. And amazed they gazed at David. They ask, what is it then that you have? And then he would answer, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. You may think that David used those words at the climax into his life, but that is not true. David seeks preservation, a shelter, because he is in danger. He knows he is not safe. Exactly when his life is attacked and his existence is staggering, sings David these words, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. This means that the Lord is the foundation of his life. And so he says faithfully a completely different answer that not many gave those days. And so it was then, and so it is today. Today many are satisfied with earthly possessions. They pursue that. That's important to many people. Who of us confess with David, I have the best part. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. That I am here, that's why I am here. With him I have everything. Without him I have nothing. Is that where the self-examination brought us this week? That's a very strong confession. Before you say it like this, you must have experienced a lot of things in a way that all earthly possessions are vain. Certainly, but it is a confession of faith. David had to learn this continually in his life. He speaks in his psalm of idols, which people follow and which people serve, and people expect more of them than of the Lord. He has seen that people tie themselves in knots to favor their own gods. But he looked through it and saw that those servants of idols only got misery in life. Their sorrow shall be multiplied. That hasten after another god. What a sorrow. What a sorrow. What a misery. This idol service. And that is presently there. No, not that the people sacrifice their gods in temples. But it can be with money and can with possessions. With all those things where people put their trust in outside God. And today you may say people live according to their own views and to their own rules. Actually show these people that they consider themselves to be God. They confess nowadays no other master. That is the modern idolatry of our days. I am God. And what do you see? What do you see around? When you look around and you look good to the people, that all those people think by themselves that they bring about the best. But they don't see that it is all kinds of misery, fear, feelings of meaninglessness, emptiness. You cross it in music, you cross it in art, in literature. That is the sorrow when you bring about other gods. Also the idol me. David says, I am not in it. I do not name their names even. I have seen enough misery of that. No, give me the Lord. In the Lord he puts his trust. During day and night, life and death, he knows who the Lord is for him and what he has in the Lord. The Lord of the covenant, the Lord who says, I am who I am. The promising God who says, I will be your God. This Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. And in him David finds everything. Mercy, forgiveness, atonement, eternal life. This God, congregation, is still alive. Today we think of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom God himself made known unto us and showed his grace to us sinners as we are. The Lord Jesus came to earth and went through this world in a deep humiliation, the King of kings. He was rich, so rich, but became poor that he had nothing left. He could not say, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. Because the Father abandoned him, and he hung unto the cross as the mediator of God and man. The complete wrath of the Lord on sinners came upon him. In this way the Lord made reconciliation. I mean, you have come this morning to the Lord's house to dwell here, filled with struggles, filled with temptations, because you see yourself, and you must say of yourself, unclean. Look up unto the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood cleanses from all sin. With all your uncleanness, you can hide in his justification and sanctification. In him there is life for your lost soul. And he says very personally, I am thy salvation. Are you still so unfaithful? So full of doubt and fear, Through His Spirit, the Lord teaches you to look unto Him and to put your trust in His accomplished work, so that you find in this a hold. So He comes to us in His Word and thus proclaims us the signs of bread and wine unto us. I for thee. And who has got to know the Lord as the Lord of mercy and received in Christ forgiveness and reconciliation? He will confess with David, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. He who got to know Him in this way, he has the Lord, and he has everything in Him, what he is and what he has to give. He has given His Son for justification, sanctification, and complete redemption. And he who knows by faith the Lord Jesus Christ takes then also part in His grace, so that he is in Christ justified, sanctified, redeemed. That means he has eternal life. And when someone lives by the Holy Spirit and from His gifts, there will be communion with Jesus Christ. In this way, the Lord is your foundation forever and ever. And the Lord wants to assure and to reassure you and strengthen you by it today, that the Lord is your portion until eternity. By faith, we know not only who the Lord is and what He has, but also what He gives. What the Lord gives to us personally is expressed by the words, my cup. Imagine, boys and girls, a festive meal. Father of the family pours out to every child one cup, the harvest of the land. And he looks after his children. For David it is in this way, he received a cup. The Lord filled his life with gifts of mercy. And in this way the Lord was everything for him. I have none outside thee. Thou art that valuable portion of which I can live my life, yeah, until eternity. So when he knew him, when we know him as our portion of our inheritance, then we know not alone who the Lord is, but also what he gives. This is all expressed in that word, cup. The Lord is the portion of my cup. He stands as a father at the table to give his children the cup. That is what we see this morning. The Lord took bread, broke it, and likewise, after supper, took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink all of it. In these words, the Lord is the portion of my cup. We notice here the care of the Lord, like we receive every day food out of His hand. But now we hear His care for our spiritual life. In this spiritual bread and wine, which the Lord gives not only Sunday by Sunday in the preaching of the Word, but also in the administration of His sacraments, especially today with the Lord's Supper. Here in His house, every true believer says, the Lord is the portion of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot, which is eternal life. He assures us and reassures us, me, of His faithfulness and of His love, that He wanted to die for me, that He took away all my sins and brought complete redemption to me. Every time when I eat this bread, when I drink this wine, the Lord is the portion of my cup. And in this way, the Lord is the cup of my salvation. In the word comes the Lord Jesus Christ to us, in the signs of bread and wine, and he assures us by faith that he wants to be our God when our eyes are opened for the glory in Christ for my salvation. Then sings faith, blessed Lord Jesus Christ, thou hast bought me by nailing thy precious body to the cross to redemption. Yes, then thou must be, no, thou art and shall be the portion of my cup. He feeds our souls time after time with his blessed sacrifice, and he takes away our thirst with his shed blood. Again, faith exclaims in amazement, blessed Lord Jesus, thou hast bought me with thy blood. Thou hast given thyself completely. Thou must be, thou art and shall be the portion of my cup. When we know this by faith, that we are his property, because he bought us with his price of his blood, so he will be by faith everything to me, and I cannot do without him. And then he becomes for us our portion, by whom I have received life, and for whom I wish to live, with my whole heart and with all my strength, and in him I put my trust day by day. Incredible, unspeakable, great, that God Almighty through this way wants to be my God, our portion, our blessed lot. There you feel yourself so little under this great goodness of this Almighty God, that experiences he who receives that portion as an undeserved gift. Every portion that the Israelite received was still the property of the Lord. He did not have rights, neither we have. Undeserved salvation is that we enjoy of the Lord Almighty. It is undeserved love that Jesus gave his life on the cross, so that whosoever who believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He has accomplished everything, so that we can be saved only out of grace. That is what the Lord works in the life of his people, more and more. What he has worked, he shall maintain. That is meant with, thou maintainest my lot. More than once as David lost the Lord, he went astray like a sheep, has lost his shepherd. By its own fault, David was disobedient in his life, but the Lord looked after him. Then he was taught to put his trust on the Lord, to experience the Lord as his portion, the only ground of his faith. In the contact, in the communion with the Lord, teaches the Lord and strengthens the Lord, so that we learn to put our trust on the Lord alone. David knew that he could hold on to the Lord himself, but that the Lord has to hold him. And this is what he also says with those words, thou maintainest mine lot. The Lord maintains the portion on earth that he had received from the Lord, through grace from the Lord. Nobody can take away the portion he received from the Lord after drawing the lots. That's also in there. So the devil can never take what the Lord has given to us. Do you know who the Lord is? The Lord of the covenant has come to us with his words of promise, and his word is true, and his promises are yea and amen in Christ Never shall he who trusts in the Lord be ashamed. Everything that goes out of the mouth of the Lord is fast and fixed. The Lord underlines that this morning to us by showing us in the signs and seals of bread and wine. The Lord maintains what he has done in the life of David, and the Lord maintains in the life of all who love him what he has done. And the Lord will continue his work in all his beloved till the day of Christ returning. The Lord is faithful and strong. He shall not forsake the works of his hands. As for me, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he maintains the lot. So the Lord reveals himself like this. That means that we can trust him. Preserve me, O God, for indeed do I put my trust, or do I hide? When this is experienced, the Lord is a safe refuge for every refugee. David prays not because he doubts the Lord, but because he doubts himself. Thou maintainest my lot. But it proves also who the Lord is for him, and that he may trust the Lord. He who has been helped by the Lord can't miss his God. But he knows also that he or she must be helped by the Lord. The Lord accomplishes his own work, and then the faithful know nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. At the same time, there are the prayers, O Lord, do not forsake what thou hast begun. In this way, the Lord is the best portion of all his people. Woe unto the man who has not the Lord as his portion. He has no safety. He has no refuge. He has no portion. He has no future. Everything in this life, he has to be left behind. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God, sings Asaph. To know the Lord is merciful. To know the Lord as a merciful God and Father through Christ Jesus is the best portion. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. What is David glad with his God? And you can also say it like this. David has nothing outside the Lord. In the Lord, he has a beautiful portion. To have the Lord as his portion is the greatest and the richest there is. Paul would say, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ goes above all things. And I hope that you may say that you confess the same. Has the Lord become everything for you? Or do you still seek ground for your life outside the Lord? This will turn to an eternal destruction. That is what happens with a life without the Lord. But when you know the Lord as your portion, then there is for you great joy. Joy of being rich in the Lord. In him you find everything, and you have found everything. Everything you need. And when you have found in him everything of everlasting gain, you say also that he preserves it for you today and forever. And today he wants to strengthen your faith when he invites, come, eat, come, drink, and discover the lines are fallen unto me into pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Amen. I'd like to read unto you the second part of the form. the second part, which starts with those words, "Let us now also consider to what end the Lord hath instituted his supper, namely, that we do it in remembrance of him. Now, after this manner are we to remember him by it. First, that we are confidently persuaded in our hearts that our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the promises made to our forefathers in the Old Testament, was sent of the Father into the world, that he assumed our flesh and blood, that he bore for us the wrath of God, under which we should have perished everlastingly. From the beginning of his incarnation to the end of his life upon earth, and that he hath fulfilled for us all obedience to the divine law and righteousness, especially when the weight of our sins and the wrath of God pressed out of him the bloody sweat in the garden, where he was bound that we might be freed from our sins, that he afterwards suffered innumerable reproaches, that we might never be confounded, that he was innocently condemned to death, and that we might be acquitted at the judgment seat of God. Yea, that he suffered his blessed body to be nailed on the cross, that he might fix thereon the handwriting of our sins, and hath also taken upon himself the curse due to us, that he might fill us with his blessings, and hath humbled himself unto the deepest reproach and pains of hell, both in body and soul, on the tree of the cross, when he cried out with a loud voice, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That we might be accepted of God, and never be forsaken of him. And finally confirmed with his death and shedding of his blood, the new and eternal testament, that covenant of grace and reconciliation, when he said, it is finished. Secondly, and that we might firmly believe that we belong to his covenant of grace, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his Last Supper, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. In like manner, also after supper he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. That is, as often as ye eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you shall thereby, as by a sure remembrance on pledge, be admonished and assured of this my hearty love and faithfulness towards you, that whereas you should otherwise have suffered eternal death, I have given my body to the death of the cross and shed my blood for you. And as certainly feed and nourish your hungry and thirsty souls with my crucified body and shed blood to everlasting life, as this bread is taken, broken before your eyes, and this cup is given to you, and you eat and drink the same with your mouth in remembrance of me. From this institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see that he directs our faith and trust to his perfect sacrifice, once offered on the cross, as to the only ground and foundation of our salvation, wherein he has become to our hungry and thirsty souls the true meat and drink of life eternal. For by his death he hath taken away the cause of our eternal death and misery, namely sin, and obtained for us the quickening spirit, that we, by the same who dwelleth in Christ as in the head and in us as his members, might have true communion with him, and be made partakers of all his blessings, of life eternal, righteousness and glory. Besides, that we by his name, by this same Spirit, may also be united as members of one body, in true brotherly love, as the holy apostle saith, For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. For as out of many grains one meal is ground, and one bread baked, and out of many berries being pressed together, one wine floweth and mixeth itself together, so shall we all, who be by a true faith are engrafted into Christ, be all together one body, through brotherly love, for Christ's sake, our beloved Saviour, who hath so exceedingly loved us, and not only showed this in word, but also in very deed towards one another. Here too assist us the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through his Holy Spirit. Amen. That we may obtain all this, let us humble ourselves before God, and with true faith implore his grace. Let us pray. O most merciful God and Father, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased in this supper, in which we celebrate the glorious remembrance of the bitter death of thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, to work in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that we may daily more and more with true confidence give ourselves up unto thy Son Jesus Christ, that our afflicted and contrite hearts, through the power of the Holy Ghost, may be fed and comforted with his true body and blood, yea, with him, true God and man, that only heavenly bread, and that we may no longer live in our sins, but he in us, and we in him, and thus truly be made partakers of the new and everlasting covenant of grace, that we may not doubt, but thou wilt forever be our gracious Father, nevermore imputing our sins unto us, and providing us with all things necessary, as well for the body as the soul, as thy beloved children and heirs. Grant us also thy grace that we may take up our cross cheerfully, deny ourselves, confess our Saviour, and in all tribulations with uplifted heads expect our Lord Jesus Christ from heaven, where he will make our mortal bodies like unto his most glorious body, and take us unto him in eternity. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Strengthen us also by this holy supper in the Catholic, undoubted Christian faith, whereof we make confession with our mouths and hearts, saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, who born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation, that we may be now fed with the true heavenly bread, Christ Jesus, let us not cleave with our hearts unto the external bread and wine, but lift them up on high in heaven, where Christ Jesus, our advocate, at the right hand of his heavenly Father, whither all the articles of our faith lead us, not doubting, but we shall as certainly be fed and refreshed in our souls through the working of the Holy Ghost, with his body and blood, as we receive the holy bread and wine in remembrance of him. Come now, because all things are ready. There is still place, room for hunger, those who hunger and thirst for the Lord Jesus Christ. Cannot live without him. Don't look at yourself, look up unto him who has given all his life. Congregation, brothers and sisters, the bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. Take, eat. This is my body, which I have given unto thee. The cup of blessing we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. Drink ye all out of it, and think that the Lord has shed his blood to complete remission of all our sins. I'd like to read unto you a portion of scripture out of the Psalms, Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered me, my soul, from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon thy name, the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now, in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Let's turn to the last part of the forum together. Beloved in the Lord, since the Lord hath now fed our souls at his table, let us therefore jointly praise his holy name with thanksgiving. And everyone say in his heart this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Who hath not spared his own Son, but delivered him up from us all, and given us all things with him. Therefore God commandeth therewith his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified in his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Therefore shall my mouth and heart show forth the praise of the Lord from this time forth forevermore. Amen. Let us now pray together. O Almighty, merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast, of thine infinite mercy, given us thine only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal, and that thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain his Holy Supper for the confirmation of the same grant. We beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him, through Jesus Christ thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayers, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.